Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Volcanic Gold Mines, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol VG, and on the OTC markets under the symbol VLMZF. Shad and I are chatting with the president and CEO, Simon Ridgway. Now, Simon, a couple news releases that came out over the last couple weeks, one on September 9th, another on August 24th. All focused on drill results from the Holly project in Guatemala and on this La Pena vein or zone area. Some good grades. The headline numbers here from the September 9th drill results, a little over 6.5 meters of over 16 grams per ton gold. We also had 15.5 meters. This is on the August 24th news release. 15.5 meters at almost 8 grams per ton gold and over 600 grams per ton silver. Simon, bring everybody up to speed, please, on what so far you guys have known and have hit in terms of strike length here at the La Pena zone and the overall strategy of the drill rig that continues to turn.
Yeah, we got one rig turning on this La Pena vein, and the initial four holes we put out all cut great grades. But what we did see in that first four holes was that as we stepped deeper, the grades got better. And that continues to be the case on the project. The vein does not outcrop at surface, so we have to prospect the vein, if you call it that way, with shallow holes. And once we establish where the vein is, we then go deeper on it. And that's proved to be the case, that the grades keep getting better at depth. And it's still wide open at depth. The deepest hole we have so far is by far the best result we have. And these holes we put out in September and in August just show that, keep that, those grades keep coming. I mean, 8 meters of 8 grams gold and 355 grams silver, very economic grades. But I think as we go deeper on that, we're going to see even that get better. That's what we've seen in the past. At the present time, we've drilled off about 200 meters strike length and about a 200 meter depth. And we're going to keep stepping out on that vein system and continue to get these grades, or better grades, I hope. Time will tell.
Well, Simon, just on the table, it's also interesting that some of the holes that look like the shallow ones, you know, on that trend, didn't, you know, they had mineralization, but not as high a grade. And then you push the holes deeper and went underneath on other holes, and you hit that higher grade. Maybe speak to folks about some of the analogs in the area, because there's the Cerro Blanco deposit that Bluestone holds that they didn't really start hitting the good grades till they went deeper. And then the same thing at Escobal that Pan American holds, same process. There were some shallow holes there, and then when they went deeper, that's where they hit the juice. So how do you think that may align with your project?
Yeah, well, they're both in the same region. We're in the same volcanic rocks. Bluestone is about 40 kilometers to the south of us, and the Pan American Escobal is about 50 kilometers to the west of us. And so in the same volcanic rocks. And we did, you know, the teams working with me discovered both those deposits. And we, unfortunately, on the Escobal, we missed it. We put a few holes in and went shallow and got some, you know, poor results. We established the vein over about a 400 meter strike length, but the results were pretty weak. So we did not go deep on that. And that's what I'm not going to do on this project. Cerro Blanco, on the other hand, we did get down into those deep grades and established that the high grade shoots below the center. So at surface, the Cerro Blanco mine was 1 to 2 grams. So it was for an open pit. It was economic, but very hard rock. We went deeper on that and got into that 15, 20 gram range. I think their resource they have at Cerro Blanco is an average resource for the underground mine that they had planned. It was about 10 grams, a million ounces plus at 10 grams. And at Escobal, when they did go deep, I think the first deep hole they put in was 45 meters of 1.5 kilos of silver. So we are seeing some of those kilo grades at La Pena system. You know, hole four cut a couple of interceptions of 2 to 3 meters running 2 kilos. And that's in that overall 24 meters of 700 grams silver and 3 grams gold. So we are seeing grades such as Escobal at depth. And I think that we've got to go deeper. We got to start getting that 300, 400, 500 meters below the surface, and I'm quite optimistic that we're going to get some spectacular grades down there. What I do want to do, though, is establish a strike length on the vein first before I start going to those depths. So, and that's what we do presently. We're stepping out, finding the vein, going down, you know, 100, 200 meters from surface, And then over the next drill program, we start up again on the September the 15th, and we'll be start stepping down that. At the moment, the deepest hole we have is 180 meters below surface, 180, and we'll take that down to 300 to 400 meters below surface and chase that chute down and see what those grades keep doing. Hopefully, we'll see another Escobal develop out of this.
Okay, so in summary, then you're just going to continue to keep on stepping out along strike and at depth. What right now is the overall strike and depth component? Just reiterate that to our audience. And what are you seeing when it comes to either surface work or any sort of geophysics in terms of just how big this deposit, potential deposit, could be here, Simon?
Well, we don't see the vein at surface. We're chasing it down along strike. At the moment, we have about 200 meters of strike length on it, just over about 220 meters of strike length on it, and a depth, vertical depth of about 180 to 200 meters. So that's the block we've put holes into so far. And I would guess if we were to do the math on that, we'd come in, you know, with a few hundred thousand ounces at high grade. I mean, we'd probably be averaging with the gold, silver combined, 8 to 12 grams gold equivalent in that block over a broad, you know, 10, sort of 8 to 10 meter width. So you can do the math on that yourselves. And I'm hoping we can chase this thing out to a kilometer strike length or more. As I said, it does not outcrop at surface, so I have to keep drilling to find out. And depth-wise, in the Hokitan fault system itself, that breccia zone, I think we'll be chasing that thing down 400 or 500 meters, and we'll start stepping down. So, you know, I don't want to throw numbers at how big or small this deposit could be. We just drill and find out. We're proving it up. We're hitting. We're getting great grades. Let's keep doing that, and we'll talk again at the next release, and then I can get a bit more speculative on the size of the deposit that might be here.
Well, most of these results, Simon, have been along the La Pena structure, but I believe that at one point in Holly, you had that El Pino and Alpha. Are there any other targets you're also eyeing to possibly move the drill to down the road?
Yeah, on this program we're doing right now, we cut another vein, really, the results on that vein aren't out. We did mention them in this release. It was only 1.5 meter width, but it ran over 100 grams gold and over 100 grams silver. So we're waiting for those high-grade results from the lab. On El Pino, we've got to get back to chasing the grades at El Pino. The Alpha was a bit disappointing, unfortunately, so I don't think we'll be doing a lot more work on the Alpha vein at the present time. We still need to get and drill the Beta vein, which was a bit further to the west. But I really would like, right now, as we only have one rig on the property in the country, I want to focus on La Pena, because I think we can establish a significant deposit on that structure itself. Once we've done that, we can do a resource calc, and then we can start stepping out, you know, underpin the share price and start stepping out on those other structures.
Simon, can you just remind everybody the cash in the bank to continue this drill program?
Yeah, we have 9 million cash in the bank, so we're well financed. We won't be raising money for a couple of years. Hopefully, we'll be able to establish high-grade deposit before we go back to the market again to raise more funds. So the issued capital, we got 44 million shares out. You know, we're trading at about around 35 to 40 cents. We've come off a little bit on these high-grade results, which is a bit surprising, but I see that with a number of companies at the moment. The gold price is kind of bouncing along at 1800, a great price, but the market wants to see it move up. So, like I said, 44 million shares out, 9 million in the treasury, where our burn rate's pretty low. If we do step up to a second or third rig over the next few months, once we can prove the, you know, we get some strike length on this structure, La Pena structure, we'll bring in a second rig in, and a third rig possibly. For the moment, we will focus on just keeping the one rig going and cutting these kind of numbers.
All right, Simon, we'll wrap it up there. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Simon regarding any of the drilling or anything going on at Volcanic Gold, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We'll follow up on the back of some more news. And full disclosure, Shad is a shareholder of Volcanic Gold. And Simon, please keep us up to date on some more news. We appreciate this update.
I will do. Thank you, Corey. Thank you, Shad. Talk to you soon. Next time we get some news out.